It's a mid-morning show, and I'm delighted to say that my guest this morning is Art Garfunkel. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm just fine. I'm happy to talk with you. Anybody who pronounces my name correctly pleases me. I always think it's not that easy.
I think it's. I've been pronouncing it for years, I have to say, though.
To me, it sounds like carbuncle. Funny name.
It's a funny name, but so
a
is
a man
that.
With funny hair.
A man with a funny name and funny hair. But there again, when you've got a name like Ali Bali, I can't take the mickey out of anybody's name.
But you could have been Alistair. You purposely looked for trouble, Ali.
Well, I'm not even an Alistair.
Oh.
Oh, there we go, you see. It was all changed to suit jingles back in 1980. Let's get on to the album that has been our album of the week on the Mid-Morning Show. It is called The Singer, and it's can I describe it as a journey? Because that's what
sure.
I felt. I had the double album on in the car in a long journey.
Well, it does jump around. You know, it's 5 decades I've been doing this singing thing. The sequencing of the album does not follow chronology. Mm. I don't go in sequence through the years. I just go in sequence with the feel when one song is over, what song wants to be the next song, and I jumped forward and backwards through the decades. So it's kind of a journey, but it's forward and backward.
And it's one that you take complete control of, isn't it? I mean, you say what you want when you want it.
Well, I feel like I know the best when the singing was really on. I know the great nights when it happened for me in the throat, and I know when the musicians really grooved. And so I don't trust anybody as much as I trust myself to know how to put a spotlight on the quality of the man's singing.
Mm. And I think to open the album with the classic Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Do you think that's a mistake, Ali?
No, I think that's right on, actually, because that's what people expect. And I think it's a good opening to...
All right. In some ways, it's so classic that I worry that it would be on the nose, too predictable.
No. I didn't find that at all. I found that some of the other songs weren't predictable and surprised me. I can think of one, for instance... When a Man Loves a Woman, I thought that, I think Percy Sledge was a classic version, but yours with the flute and the sax and the total feeling, I was taken to that you were actually singing, when recording that, you were singing that to someone in particular.
Well, people don't know how dark the lyric is. Percy Sledge didn't, for me, he didn't bring out how much... She can create such misery in the man's soul. It's very deeply dark, and that's what attracted me to it.
What about some of the other songs? How easy was it to sit down and choose, for instance, what you were going to record?
Well, I worked with a brilliant engineer, Matt Craig, my friend. We spent time in over a year's worth. I know my repertoire so well that in my mind's ear I can hear the intro of every one of my tunes and the feel of it. So as I was stringing them together, I knew as a song ends, which of my many tunes wants to be the next one.
Right.
And my list is always about where is the singing spot on. I want to show off as a singer who has variety and color. I don't just sing in the tenor range. I don't just stay pretty. So I was looking to... balance things out. If I've done a few Artie Garfunkel tunes, it's time for Simon and Garfunkel. If I've been slow for 2 or 3 in a row, give them a spike and do My Little Town. So you just kind of feel what's varied and what keeps the ear fresh, and it's a lot of fun to sequence.
It's very much then like planning a concert, isn't it?
Mm.
Because in a concert, you would do the same. You would sit back and you think to yourself, right, we've had a couple of fast ones, so let's have a slow one now. Is that that?
I love that game. I find that's a lot of fun to do. In baseball, if you know American baseball, when the manager sets the lineup of the 9 players in the batting order, it's the same kind of game. It's time for the slugger to come in. It's time for the sacrifice hitter to move the batters along. I'm a baseball fan. It's a similar kind of game.
Mm. But you must have, with the repertoire that you have over the years, you must have your favorites. Was there any favorites that you thought, that's a favorite of mine, but it doesn't fit into what I'm doing on this album?
Oh, I thought you were going to go into another question. That's a favorite of mine, and they don't realize how much it's worthy. But I'll answer the question you asked instead. What's a favorite of mine that doesn't fit into the album? No, if it's a favorite of mine, it's in the album.
Right. And are they all worthy?
Oh yeah. It's good stuff. I'm a good singer, Ali.
Really?
I like my
Yeah,
stuff.
you might make a career out of this then, you
Well,
know?
someday.
Yes.
Here's April Come She Will. I'm looking at the sleeve now. Okay, maybe that's weaker than all the others, but it's a Simon and Garfunkel one. It's modest. It has a lovely little poem to it. I could call that maybe the weakest one.
Talking of poems, the booklet that goes with the album is a work of art on its own
Oh,
with
thank you for reading. I love that you said that.
oh, it is. I mean, I was fascinated by the sleeve notes and the comments on each book and the booklet. You know, they were just little notes. I'm just looking at the story behind Scarborough Fair, and then it goes on to Some
Isn't it
Enchanted.
interesting?
It
Good
is,
man, good
yeah.
man. You won me over with that comment. I have been writing these prose poems for about 25 years now. And I finally brought them out and put them out there, and they're artsy in the good sense, I hope.
Very much so,
Here's
yes.
Kathy's song, sh Kathy's song, sharing mutual cues of phrasing, nuance, and dynamics. Paul and I were together in awe of Kathy's amazing grace. So in one sentence, I think I've said how together Paul and I were. When you hear me soloing in concert with Kathy Sung, and you hear Paul's magnificent dynamics underneath me, you see that these two guys really listen to each other when they work.
And moving on, looking at the thread, I forget the thread New York makes through my life. A taxi down Park Avenue brings a flood of ancient memories. Your favorite place to be?
New York is maybe my favorite place to
Yeah,
be,
yeah.
although the island of Bali was pretty good, Allie.
Really?
I had a great time with my wife in Bali. Paris is a great city. London has the sweetest memories for me. I'm not just flattering you, but I had great times in my early 20s in this town, living in Cable Street when Paul and I were poor, working folk clubs. But I stick with New York and live in this nice place near Central Park because I love the town. Look at the sound of silence, if I might.
Okay.
This is the door I came in through, fame's calling card, the sound of silence. This is how you first knew me, dear listener. Now with the track stripped clean. What are we all so silent about, even to today? Sound of silence. What are we all so silent about? What a mystery is life, and how we care so tenderly, so privately. Two voices blending so intimately, listening so closely. This is love.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.